Hey, how's it going, everyone? Today I'm going to talk about a topic that could be kind of iffy for some people. I know that we live in a day and age where times are tough. And to be honest, in the past, throughout my college years, I've actually gotten help from family members as it comes to money. But I wanted to share some of my insights and thoughts on this because also there comes risk and there also comes teaching bad lessons. And sometimes the people who are closest to you could actually end up hurting you the most as well. So many of you guys probably are aware that finance is probably the most important thing to understand and learn about it because it helps you in your life. It helps you accomplish your goals, retire, buy your car, buy your home, and also give you peace of mind. And a lot of us, most of the people that we care about, we should try to advise that we have a 3 to 6 month emergency fund. And this is so important because if they lose their job, oftentimes they're going to come asking you for help or a handout. Now, I'll tell you this right now. If you own a business, it should probably be a little longer. It should be probably 6 to 12 months to a year worth of money in the bank account because you have higher operational expenses. You have a higher burden as it comes to cash flow, and you're going to burn through that quicker if you hit the hard times. So what I'm trying to think about is, like, should you actually lend money to family members? I'm going to explore this topic today, and I think, yes, you should be able to, but it's only under a certain set of conditions. You shouldn't always give money to family, no matter what. Just like if you have a homeless person or a friend or whatever, you shouldn't give money to every single person in every single situation, because then you're just going to become the person they keep asking for. It's like feeding the duck. If you feed a duck and all they do is get food from you at the park, they're going to die and they're not going to be able to eat on their own because they're used to you giving them money. Same thing with humans. If you keep giving someone money, they're not going to go and work for it on their own. They're going to be a lazy bones. So one thing to think about is, under these conditions, I say it's fine. Number one, your own oxygen mask is on. You are prepared financially yourself. So that means you've paid off your debts. That means you have your own car, you're not in debt at all, and you also have a very substantial amount of money in the bank. So you have your own 6 to 12 months of money in the bank, and let's just say you have 18 months of money in the bank. Well, if you lend out 2 months or 3 months of that money, so you have, after you lend the money, 15 months, okay, that makes sense, right? You're not giving up a substantial portion of your net worth. I think in those situations, it's fine. But the thing is this, even if you have that much money available, will they actually pay you back? Now, I'll tell you, I know some people personally in my family that will not pay me back. And if even if they do, or I believe they will, they won't do it on the terms that I agree to. So it's just one of those things where if I know they're not going to pay me back, why would I give it to them? I wouldn't lend it to them. I would give it to them as a gift if I did want to give it to them. Because at least if you give it to them as a gift, you're not expecting that thing in return or in exchange. Because the thing is this, if you do lend them money, they don't pay you back, it's going to create a really awkward Thanksgiving. It's going to create a really awkward situation. And it could actually end up hurting or destroying that relationship. So just something to think about, like, we all are down on luck sometimes. All of us go through situations, whether it's a lawsuit, a health issue, something happens. But in the end, we need to be prepared financially ourselves, because if we're not prepared financially and we don't tell others about financial preparedness, then we may be the ones that have to pick up the slack. So I just really encourage you to educate your family on financial literacy. So the next thing I want to talk about is, you need to educate others and your family on the best practices. So I recommend just give everyone in your family a Dave Ramsey book and maybe 7 Habits of Highly Effective People and The Intelligent Investor. Just some baseline books about success, but also money. Because I'll tell you, a lot of people nowadays, they do not know how to allocate their capital. And because they don't, they end up actually being more of a burden than a help. So I think these are some things to do. You want to educate others. You don't want to just leave them off on their own kind of fending. Now, under these conditions, I wouldn't lend. And that is, they're a risky borrower. So you've seen historical situations where they haven't paid people back on time. They have risky behaviors. These include, they love gambling. They like drinking a lot. They're into other nefarious activities. They get scammed. They don't learn from their mistakes. They don't have strong relationships with others. They have a temper. Under these, like, risky behaviors, I would say no. I mean, it's your money. You can set the terms of the deal. The next one is, they're unwilling to learn and grow. And that's the thing. It's like, if you do lend someone money, you need to at least put, in my opinion, just some terms, at least saying them, hey, like, I can do it this time, but next time, can you please be sure to set aside 3 to 6 months of expenses? I really needed this money to pay off my own debts, but now you're keeping me behind the eight ball. So that's something to keep in mind. And then the something to really think about is, if this person that's asking for money is in debt to other people, I would really think twice before doing that and lending to them, because you can be, you know, third or fourth on the priority list, and that could be 6 months to a year from now. So that's something really important. So in the end, though, guys, this is so important. We got to be there for our families. Our families, they brought us into this world, and honestly, they're the ones that are going to be there until the end for us. Our friends come and go. Our acquaintances come and go, but our family is there for life. So we don't want to burn bridges, but we also don't want to become the person that they always just come to because you're prepared. Like, that's ridiculous. You're not saving everyone's problems in this world. You're just another person that made better decisions than them. And it's like, you need to kind of be that pillar and educate and help others if you are prepared, because some other people, they may not either want to learn, they may be incompetent, they may think they know better, but we really need to think about this kind of stuff as it comes to money and financial preparedness, because you're not the bank of Paul. You're not the bank of Joe. You're not the bank of Martin. You're yourself. You're just a person. And yes, could you spot people money here and there? Of course. But you don't want to set the standard that you're the guy they can always come to, or gal. So overall, you know, I really want to say this. We cannot let our guard down to our family members, but we need to help others. So overall, I'd love to hear what you guys think. Have you lent money to family members before? Have you received money back from them? For me, I'll tell you the story. I in college, I got help from my family, and oftentimes these were in forms of gifts, but in the end, the ultimate goal is to be able to make those whole that I have received from. And in the end, too, we don't want to leave people, you know, with a fraction of what we had. So I just encourage everyone to think about, like, think about it if you're on the other side of the equation and you were the one lending and someone screwed you. That would suck, right? That would really suck. So really think about being in their shoes as well. Just because they have money they worked for it. They worked hard for it. Doesn't mean they should be left without it. Anyways, be sure to be there for your family. Be sure to always be open-minded and helping others grow and learn. I hope you guys had a good one. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and share this. And I hope you guys have a good rest of your day.